The Farm Bill was defeated 234 to 195, with numerous Democrats crossing the aisle to reject the measure. The failure hinged on last-minute amendments that compromised support. Vermont Congressman Peter Welch, a longtime supporter of the bill, was among the Democrats voting against the bill. Welch explains that the bipartisan compromise forged in the Agriculture Committee unraveled on the floor.
There was real extreme amendments. We lost the dairy provision. The speaker decided to make that the target of his attack, and he took the dairy provision out that was so essential to Vermont dairy and New York dairy and American dairy. So that was a big blow and lost some votes, including mine. And then also the nutrition program was cut even more, and in pretty ridiculous ways. There was a work requirement that was included. So the ideological points that were put in on the floor really hurt the bill.
Across Lake Champlain, Welch's neighboring Democrat Bill Owens of New York voted in favor of the Farm Bill.
We clearly need a Farm Bill, and we needed to get it to conference with the Senate, and I was hopeful that we would get enough votes to do that. In the Senate bill, as you may know, there's substantially less cuts to SNAP, about $16 billion less, and the Dairy Security Act is contained in the Senate bill. So my goal was to get it to conference. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. Very frustrating.
Owens was surprised that the bill failed and blames one amendment as particularly acrimonious.
The Sunderland Amendment put in very strict work requirements for SNAP, even for people who were seniors, disabled veterans, and kids. I mean, just in my view, a ridiculous provision. And so I think many Democrats said, this is just putting something in for the sake of creating a poison pill.
Owens, known as a conservative Democrat who often tries to work across the aisle, expects difficulty compromising over the SNAP or food stamp funding.
One of the things that people forget who are anti-SNAP is that the SNAP program benefits seniors, children, and veterans. And to take the position that everyone who is on SNAP is capable of working is simply a ridiculous position. We've got disabled veterans, seniors who are receiving SNAP benefits, and kids. I don't mind looking at programs, cutting where appropriate, putting in appropriate conditions for use of SNAP, but this is just an ideological whack at a program that actually provides real benefit to people.
Vermont's Welch says if House Speaker John Boehner is willing to compromise, the bill could be revived.
If the Speaker wants to get a Farm Bill passed, he can come to Democrats like me who want to pass a Farm Bill and are willing to compromise. And he could find ways to get the number of Democratic votes. His other option is to appease the real conservative part of his party and increase nutrition cuts. But that would cost him even more Democratic votes. But if he makes some sensible decisions about compromise, we could get this bill off the floor, get it into conference with the Senate, and ultimately pass a farm bill. And my hope is that he'll do that.
Welch says his concerns over the lack of farm legislation is less about political fallout than practical impact on farms.
We need a farm bill, but we need a farm bill that's going to work. And that means there's got to be some willingness on the part of both sides to compromise. And what happened here on the floor was that the compromise that was reached in committee, in which I supported, totally unraveled. And this is where the Congress failed. We need a farm bill.
Congressman Owens, who once sat on the House Agriculture Committee, has spoken with current ranking member Colin Peterson and Republican Chair Frank Lucas and has been told they will meet next week to discuss options. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.